The thing seemed to be astonishingly dense, capable of stopping solar neutrinos dead in their tracks. The way its distorted light rays around itself suggested the presence of an immense gravitational field. Yet there was nothing. It simply floated there. You could almost reach out and touch it, except that there was a barrier all around it that made your fingers tingle. All the while that he had been speaking, Ferris had been entering another sequence of commands into his chair, his fingers moving with the effortless speed of an appreciating pianist. I did eventually learn what it was, of course, but only by persuading the grub to tell me. Persuasion, I said. He has what we may think of as pain receptors, and regions of his nervous system that produce emotional reactions analogous to fear and panic. It was only a matter of locating them. So what was it? Zebra asked. A communicational device, but a very singular one. Faster than light. Not quite, he answered me, after the usual pause. Certainly not in the sense that you'd recognize it. It doesn't transmit or receive information at all. It and its brethren aboard other grub vessels don't need to. They already contain all the information which ever would have been received. I'm not sure I understand, I said. Then let me rephrase what I've just said, Ferris said, who must have had a reply already queued up. Each and every one of their communicational devices already contains every message that would ever need to be communicated to the vessel in question. The messages are locked inside it, but are inaccessible until the scheduled moment of release, somewhat in the manner of sealed orders on an old-time sailing ship. I still don't follow, I said. Zebra nodded. Me neither. Listen. The man, with what must have been considerable expenditure of effort, leaned forward in his seat. It's really very simple. The grubs retain a record of every message they would have sent across all their racial history. Then, deep in their future, deep in what is still our future, they merge the records into something. What? I've never really understood. Just that it's some kind of hidden machinery distributed throughout the galaxy. I confess the details have always eluded me. Only the name is clear, and even then the translation is probably no more than approximate. He paused, eyeing us all with his peculiarly cold eyes. Galactic Final Memory. It is, or will be, some kind of vast living archive. It exists now, I think, only in partial form, a mere skeleton of what it will be, millions or billions of years from now. The point, nonetheless, is simple. The archive, whatever it is, transcends time. It keeps in touch with all the past and future versions of itself, down to the present epoch and deeper into our past. It's constantly shuffling data up and down, running endless iterations, and the grub's communicational device is, as near as I understand it, a chip off the old block. A tiny fragment of the archive, carrying only time-tagged messages between the grubs and a handful of allied species. What's to stop the grubs reading messages earlier than they were sent, and figuring out how to avoid future events? Again, Ferris had seen that one coming. They can't. The device's messages are all encoded. Without the key, you can't get at them. That's the clever part. The key itself, so far as the grub understood it, would appear to be the instantaneous gravitational background radiation of the universe. When the grubs put a message into the communicational device, this is how they store them as well, the device senses the gravitational heartbeat of the universe, the ticks of